B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Kevin Burkhardt now joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline from the NFL on Fox. He will call the Eagles-Falcons game. Every day in business is a big day. Let Comcast Business keep you ready for what's next. And Kev, glad you could join us today. Everybody on pins and needles wondering what Nick Sirianni is going to be like. You got two rookie coaches in this game, head coaches. You get to do your pre-meetings with them and talk to them. How is that going to go, and how do you approach it with a guy you've never really done this with before?
Yeah, you know, I have no idea what to expect. It's an interesting game in that, we're doing those starting today, so we'll do Atlanta today and Philly tomorrow. I have no idea what to expect from, you know, the people we're talking to and from the game. And I guess in a way that's the beauty of it. You know, nobody plays anybody in the preseason anymore, but, you know, you got Arthur Smith who, you know, had Derrick Henry. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit different in Atlanta, right? I mean, even, you know, his philosophy, but it's going to be a little different. And Nick Sirianni hasn't called plays before, so I have no idea what he's going to do. So I think it's kind of fun in a way. Just, you know, you don't know what the painting is going to look like on Sunday.
Kevin, when you come into a game, and I'll take it on the Philadelphia side since we are here, when you went into Philadelphia games before, it seemed to kind of be written out before you of what it was. You know, Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz won the Super Bowl in 17. What is your overwhelming feeling, or maybe your lead story feeling, on this Eagles team as currently constructed?
Well, I think my lead story feeling is this. I mean, you know, look, it obviously is Jalen Hurts going to be any good, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to for their success. But I think they have the ability to be a decent team because of both of their lines. So if you just break it down to that, I mean, we all know their offensive line was a mess last year. I mean, they used 14 different combinations, the most in the history of the game. It was, you know, it's different every week. Impossible with those kind of situations going on, and they didn't play well. They allowed 65 sacks. Some of those were Carson Wentz. Some of them were the line. But, you know, with the health they have right now, they've got all pros on that line. And defensively, I don't know their depth defensively, but I certainly will take their starting four or five over just about anybody. So I think for the Eagles, their bases, they have the ability to be a decent team because they can win the line of scrimmage every single week. I certainly like the matchup of the line of scrimmage for them on Sunday. I could tell you that much.
Yeah, Kevin, I had the privilege of sitting in on a lot of these network meetings heading into a game, and it always amazed me what the producer and director are able to unearth in terms of game plans, stat, history, storylines, et cetera, et cetera. What's the one thing you've heard so far about this game, this matchup, whatever it may be, that you kind of went, whoa, that jumped out at you?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. And to be honest, I don't really have the whoa yet because not only is it we haven't met with these teams yet, not only that, brand new coaches, but it's also week one. So there isn't a whole heck of a lot there. You know, the one thing for me that I was looking at some stuff, and, you know, obviously as a group, you know, TV is a little different, radio, TV, your whole group gets together and everybody has these ideas and you put them together and it makes a show. Radio, you're kind of on your own. But I was just looking at different things. And, you know, for Hurts, you know, you look at the short sample size. He obviously produced yards. And the biggest question mark is going to be, okay, can he be accurate enough to be in the NFL? That's really what it comes down to. And so the question would be, what is your appetite for accuracy? And I just looked at a couple guys, you know, and I'm not going to say he's going to be either one of these guys, but for example, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, both those guys, their first year were in the 50s percentage wise, low 50s percentage wise. As a matter of fact, Allen was 52% himself. Allen obviously was insane in his third year last year, 69%. Lamar Jackson went to 66% his second year. So I think my storyline there is you can improve. There's the thought process that, you know, when you are not an accurate quarterback, you have no chance to ever be accurate. It's not true. If you look at, you know, guys, especially in the recent history of the league, they have gotten better. So I don't think that's something that he can do. I mean, he did it at Oklahoma. I understand the windows to pass and do were a lot bigger, but I think he can get better there.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I like when Kevin Burkhardt does a game, and I tell fans that there are play-by-play guys to me, Kevin, that know how to get out of the way. And you've worked with a lot of different color analysts. So over the years, you've had a lot of different guys to work with. How do you develop the chemistry, and does it just have to come in game reps?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it, John. You know, I mean, it's about the game, right? That's kind of the thought. And really, you know, so this year I've got Greg Olson as my new partner. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think he's going to be great. And we've done a bunch of practice reps and rehearsals over the summer. But it really, until you do the real thing, it's you just need to get that down. Good news for me is I've known him since he was a kid. We go way back. We both grew up in Jersey. I knew his dad, so it's kind of a funny story. And we did XFL games together to get some experience. So,
wow.
It won't be the first time that I'm with him, which kind of helps, but it will take time. I mean, you got to get used to all the nuances and what exactly your partner likes and doesn't like and all those things. So I think it's just like everything else, but we do have a little bit of an advantage because I go back a pretty good way with him. I used to actually call his high school football games, believe it or not.
Wow.
Man, you are old. Man, when did you get old?
Yes, I am.
When did you get old? I swear.
Yeah. I am old. You're exactly right.
There you go.
Kevin, when you go to different cities and you feel the energy of that city leading into a game or whatever, what are some of the top cities that you feel it, that you can really know it's palpable that the fan base is there and it is the weekend event in that city?
Well, I mean, you're talking to a guy who, when I was a kid, had season tickets to the Eagles. So, I
there
mean,
that's
a pretty easy,
good
pretty
answer.
Easy answer, right, for there. Look, I think there are a lot. I mean, for one, it's just going to be great having the fans back. You know, I know sure. We did some games last year that had kind of percentage of people there. Like our playoff game was in Green Bay and there were, I forget, I want to say 18,000 people and it felt like a lot more. But, you know, it's going to be great to have people in the house. I mean, you know, certainly anywhere in the Northeast you feel it. It's, you know, especially Philly. I've always loved going to Seattle. That is an unbelievable place. Kansas City and like Green Bay is just so special. The feel there, the fans there, it's all about it. So, you know, those are the places that come to the top of my head.
Kevin, last one from me, a real short and sweet one. Which first round pick, Devontae Smith or Kyle Pitts, has the bigger impact on the game on Sunday, in your opinion?
Wow. That's a great, 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 great question. Well, if I'm going to say who's going to be more of a focal point, I'm going to guess it's going to be Kyle Pitts. That's just a guess. And just on the recent history of rookie receivers who, you know, not everybody comes in as Justin Jefferson and catches, you know, balls as 1,200 yards receiving. If I'm picking one as Pitts, but, you know, I think the Eagles have a couple more options there offensively. For Atlanta, I think it's Pitts and Ridley. So I'll go with that guess. I know that's not the answer you're looking for.
No, that's fine.
I will try to limit my text to you during the game to just one because I know you're trying to do a network broadcast. you're a multitasker like nobody's business. It's fun. It's fun for you. I mean, that's a big chair you've gotten in. And you climbed your way up in this business. That's a huge chair you've got. And you stand.
Well, you know, I know I'm fortunate. I love it. And, you know, hopefully, and I appreciate it. Hopefully look, I'm a fan, right? I mean, that's, right. That's why hopefully that comes out on Sunday. That's kind of who I am. So, I mean, hopefully if you watch or if you have watched before, that's kind of the feel. I love being there. I love football. It's great.
We are glad to have you on today. Kevin, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it big time.
Fellas, appreciate it. Take
we'll
care.
See you soon.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin Burkhardt joining us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.